Now, to remind you what's going on in the book of 1 Timothy, Paul is writing to a young pastor whom he trained in the faith. He's pastoring in the church of Ephesus. And he says in chapter 3, verse 15, he's writing so that you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. So the book of 1 Timothy, as we've seen, contains commands of how a well-ordered church ought to be run. And we've looked at subjects such as prayer and women and church leadership and church order and structure. And today we're going to begin to discuss the widows within the church. But before we do this, I'd like to paint the broad picture from our three books known as the Pastoral Epistles concerning women within the church. As we've already learned from 1 Timothy chapter 2, that it is the function of the women in the church to be concerned with the raising of their children. And so the next generation of Christian leadership is trained within the home of the woman. And this is consistent with what Paul says about Timothy's mother and grandmother in 2 Timothy chapter
1.
The book of Titus chapter
2
speaks of the function of older women within the church. These are women who have likely passed out of the stage of bearing children. Their children are out of the house. And in Titus chapter 2, verse
4,
the elder women are to train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands. So a major function of the older women in the church is to come alongside of the younger women. To instruct them at how to raise their next generation of children for Christ. To instruct them how to be good keepers in the home. And this is a very important and essential function within a church. And so today we're going to look at especially the roles of the eldest women within the church. In chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, Paul introduces his discussion of how to treat widows. With some very brief summary statements of how to treat other groups within the church. He begins by saying older men are supposed to be treated as if they are your father. Younger men are supposed to be treated like your brothers. Older women are to be treated like they are your mother. And younger women are supposed to be treated like sisters. And then he says the word in all purity. And so Paul paints the picture of the church as a family.
And
so you treat the members of the church with the respect that is due to them as family. And so in chapter 5, verse 3, he gives a command. And he says, honor widows who are truly widows. Now, a major problem in Old Testament Judaism and in the New Testament church, it's frequently been the care of widows and orphans. Should the church care for the poor amongst themselves? Should the church care for the widows within its own body? The answer to this question is not as simple as yes or no. Paul answers this question with a hierarchy of responsibility. And he places much responsibility on the Christian conduct of the widow in question. And I remind you of our memory verse today, where it says that true religion is to visit the widows and orphans in their affliction. So it's natural. It's a real problem that widows and orphans are going to have some real major needs in their lives. And I'm going to argue that this word honor here in chapter 5, verse 3, and in chapter 5, verse 17, are both in reference more like an honorarium. There's a financial sum of money that's offered here. A woman who is on the salary of the church, she is to be paid and cared from the treasury of the church. And there are specific criteria that she must be meet before she's eligible for this program. First of all, we see that her children's responsibility. This is in verse 4. If a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household to make them return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. The first level in this hierarchy of responsibility is that the children must care for their aging parents. And there are two reasons for this. Number one, to make a demonstration of piety. To make a demonstration of the Christian religion. How can you demonstrate yourself to be a Christian believer? You care for your parents in your aging years. Secondly, it says to make some return to your parents. Your parents raised you. Your parents possibly changed their diapers when you were young. Your parents paid for your food and for your housing when you grew up. Your parents may have paid a good deal for your education. And so Paul commands that the children are to make a return to the parents. They are to give back care to their parents. as their parents cared for them when they were children, they are to care for their parents when they are older. I had a professor in college. He taught theology. And his father is an unbeliever. And most of his brothers and sisters are non-believers. And his father is an old man. And he has health problems. So he brought his father into his home. And his father's health problems were so serious that he had to wake up every 30 minutes in the night in order to turn his father in the bed so he would not get sores. And so he was making a return to his father. He was giving back by caring for his aging father. And the first responsibility is on the children. If you have aging parents, and if they are struggling to care for themselves, either physically or financially, it is your biblical responsibility to care for them. It's not the responsibility of a government program. At this point, because you are still here, it's not the responsibility of the church just yet. It is your responsibility first and foremost. Secondly, Paul lists the widow's character. And this is in verses 5 and 6.
第5节和第6节,
he begins by saying that she who is truly a widow, or a widow indeed. So here he's making a specific category within widows. And so here we have a distinction between those who are simply widows, and those who are truly widows. And if you look at verse 3, it's those who are truly widows that are supposed to be receiving the honorarium from the church. First of all, in verse 5, it says she is left all alone. This is a woman whose husband has died. This is a woman whose children have either died, or she has no children, or her children have abandoned her. And it gives some positive qualifications and some negative qualifications. First of all, her positive qualifications. It says she has set her hope on God. This is a woman who lives and who loves God. And when it says that she sets her hope on God, the concept of hope in the pages of the New Testament, it's looking for something in the future. And so the widow is looking forward to the day in her life when she is made perfect before God. She's looking for the completion of her salvation, which is yet to come in the future. She sets her hope in God and God alone. Number two, she's a praying woman. It said that she continues in supplications and prayers night and day. Oftentimes, as we're going to see, a woman of this age does not necessarily have the ability or does not work a job.
We know that
And so if she's aged and limited by her age and by her health, what is a Christian woman to do?
所以当她的身体, 精力都受到限制的时候, 一个基督徒该怎么做?
She can do the most effective thing that any Christian can spend her time doing.
她可以做最有效的 侍奉神的方法是没有任何一个基督徒可以做的。
She can be known as a praying woman.
她可以被人知道是一个不知祷告的妇女。
I have a personal feeling that when we get to heaven,
我个人有个感觉，如果我们到天堂以后，
the people that are seen as the greatest Christians,
那些被认为是最伟大的基督徒，
they aren't going to be some great phenomenal preacher.
他们不是那些有名的讲员。
Or some missionary,
或者是一些传教士,
or some pastor.
或者是一些牧师,
it's probably going to be a little old lady who spends hours a day in prayer.
可能就是那些年老的妇女, 她们每天花几个小时在神面前祈祷,
because it's her prayers that make all the difference.
是因为祷告, 才是事情有真实的果效。
In verse 6, it begins to give some negative qualifications.
第六节开始, 负面的品格。
It says, she who is self-indulgent is dead while she lives. And self-indulgence means that she's living for pleasure. She's living for self. She's living for travel. She's living for things. Now, traveling and things are not necessarily bad. But they can very quickly become one's idol. The retirement model for the company that I work for, FedEx, plays very much on this idea of self-indulgence. The retirement motto for FedEx is plan today, play tomorrow. And so what it says is you work hard for the first 30 or 40 years of your life. You retire when you're 50 or 60. And then you play for the next 20 years. That's self-indulgent. It's not setting your hope in God. It's living for yourself. It's living to have fun. And this is not what the godly widow does. And so Paul commands in verse 7. He says, command these things so that they may be without reproach.
你要吩咐这些事情,免得叫他们无可责备。
Now, I'd like to ask a question here, both of ladies and of men this morning.
我想在这个地方,得男的和女的都问一个问题。
These qualifications, as we're going to see in a moment,
我们要看到的这些品格,
they really begin for people at the age of 60 and above.
他们是在60岁以上。
But what Paul is saying is that these need to be a pattern in your life before you turn 60.
但实际上保罗在这里讲到，就是说下面提到的应该是你生活中的方式，在你年轻的时候。
Setting your hope in God.
把你的指望放在神那里。
Being a person of prayer.
作为一个不知祷告的人。
Not being a self-indulgent person.
不要做一个好言论的人。
No matter what age you are,
不管你在什么年纪,
that needs to begin now.
我们需要从现在做起。
And Paul says, so that they may be without reproach.
所以这样他们就, 无可指责。
And this word without reproach is the same word that's used in chapter 3 about pastors and about deacons.
现在讲到无可指责是与牧师、长老和执事是一样的要求。
He lists the family responsibility.
他提出了家庭的责任。
And this is found in verse
8.
It says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for the members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
人若不看顾亲手, 比不行的还不如。
Now he gives two requirements first.
他给了两个要求。
He says, first of all, there needs to be provision for the family, the larger family.
这里面讲到是要照顾亲属，这个亲属还是一个比较大的范畴。
Perhaps it's your parents that need help. Perhaps it's your grandparents that need help. Perhaps it's an aunt that's now living as a widow. Perhaps it's a distant cousin. No matter who it is within your family, it is the family's responsibility to care for the family first. And then he uses the word especially. And more specifically, he speaks of those who live within his own house. And so you need to care for those who are under your roof. You need to provide for their financial needs. You need to provide for their physical needs. You need to make sure they have a roof over their head. That they have food on the table. That the children are getting good education. And the consequence of failing at this command. If you fail to provide for your relatives. If you fail to provide for your household. The Apostle Paul says, on the authority of the Holy Spirit, he says, you have denied the faith and that you are actually worse than an unbeliever. So let me ask, does Paul think that caring for your family is important? Absolutely. He thinks that it's so important that if you fail to care for your family, Paul says that you have denied the faith. It's on the same lines as denying the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so what Paul is ultimately arguing, if you do not care for your family, you are an unbeliever. You are not a saved person. And so beginning in verses 9 through verse 15, Paul lists then the church's responsibility. And he begins in verses 9 through 11 to give a widow's qualification. And the first qualification is that of age and ministry. And as we said, these are things, the character traits to which all women need to be striving. These are things that you can begin to do now. That you can begin to do today. The first qualification is that of her age. She must be over 60. Second of all, she must have been the wife of one husband. If you look back at chapter 3, verse 2,
在第三章的第二节,
this phrase is the exact opposite of what the pastor must be. The pastor must be the husband of one wife. The widow must have been the wife of one husband. And we said earlier that this means that she's supposed to be absolutely, maritally faithful to her husband. It's broader than simply being divorced and remarried. But it means that her faithfulness is to her husband. She has had eyes only for her husband. She's not known as being a flirtatious woman. And she's not known for being an immoral woman. She's known for being a faithful woman. In verse 10,
在第十节,
it says she has a reputation for good works.
她有行善的名声。
Now, a reputation means it's, she's had a continual lifestyle.
名声是指她有不断的一个生活形态。
This is not simply that she does one act here and there that are good works.
不是说她今天做了一件好事，或者明天再做一件好事。
But that her life is continually marked by others as one who has spent her life serving God. So she must have had a reputation for good works. She has raised her children. Hold your finger here. And turn over to the book of 2 Timothy. Chapter 3,
第三章,
verse 15.
第十五节,
and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你是从小就明白圣经，这圣经能使你隐心基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And so how could Timothy know from childhood what scripture actually said?
提摩太怎么可能从他小的时候就知道圣经呢？
He had to have been taught.
他一定要有人教他的。
And if you look back at chapter 2 in verse 1,
如果你看提摩太后书,
sorry, chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章的第五节,
it says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well.
想到你心里无畏之行, 这行是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有你之心里的, 我深信也在你的心里。
How did Paul know that Timothy knew the scriptures from childhood?
保罗怎么知道提摩太从小的时候就知道圣经呢?
He knew the character of the woman that raised him.
因为他知道那个养育他的妇人的。And
so a woman who has raised her children well,
一个养育儿女很好的,
is a woman who is impressing on her child the Holy Scriptures.
一个
If you are a mother here this morning,
如果你是一个母亲,
you not only need to be reading your Bible for yourself,
你不光是要跟你为你自己读圣经,
you need to be reading your Bible to your children.
你需要为你的小孩子读圣经,
you need to be causing and making your children memorize the verses in the scriptures.
你应该想尽千方百计让你的孩子
Your children will not learn the scriptures 2 hours a week. For Sunday school and Friday. Your children will only learn the scriptures well if you begin to teach them in your homes. And so if you're going to be a godly family who raises your children well, you need to teach your children the scriptures. You need to be memorizing scriptures with your children. So it says that she has brought up children. In verse 10 it says she has shown hospitality. Now this is a word that literally means a lover of strangers. Christian fellowship. An evangelistic fellowship. It does not begin with a church potluck. It begins in the homes of the people. As Christians,
作为基督徒,
as Christian families,
作为基督徒的家庭,
as Christian women,
作为基督徒的妇女,
we need to begin inviting people into our homes regularly.
我们需要经常的邀请人到我们自己的家庭。
To share meals with them.
与他们一同吃饭。
To observe how one another lives.
来观察我们是怎样生活的。
To build godly relationships with one another.
来建立一个敬虔的关系。
To build the kind of relationships where you have a right to point out sins in one another's lives.
你的关系要到这样一个程度，以致你可以诚实的指出对方的错误。
To take someone who's a brand new visitor in a church.
你把一个新来到教会的人。
And to take them into your home for dinner.
邀请他们到你家中吃饭。
After Sunday for church.
比方说在主日以后。
Christian fellowship and evangelism begins in the home.
基督徒的团契或传福音的工作是从家庭开始。
It's called showing hospitality.
这就是所说的接待人。
Being a lover of strangers.
喜爱陌生的人。
It says that she has washed the feet of the saints.
这里面说到她洗神徒的脚。
And in the ancient Near Eastern times,
在古代中东的时候，
you didn't wear covered closed shoes like we do today.
我们穿的鞋，那个他们穿的鞋不像我们现在有盖子盖住的。
You would wear sandals.
他们穿的是凉鞋。
And if you walk around too much outside in sandals,
如果你在外面走路很长时间的话。
Especially in more dusty and dirty climates,
特别是在那些比较脏、灰尘比较多的路上。
You're going to walk into someone's house,
然后你进到一个人家里。
And you take off your shoes because it's polite.
你把你的凉鞋脱下来，因为那是礼貌。
But then your feet are filthy dirty.
然后你看你的脚就非常的难看，很脏。
And if you've ever taken a walk on a beach in bare feet,
如果你曾经在沙滩上赤脚走过路的话。
You get that disgusting, gritty feeling between your toes.
你就在那脚之间有些很不舒服的东西。
And it's very uncomfortable.
很不舒服。
And so, this godly widow,
那么这个敬虔的妇人，寡妇，
when she invites people into her home,
当她邀请人到她家的时候，
she gets down on her hands and knees,
她就自己，
and she serves them,
她来侍奉他们，
by means of washing their feet so that they're more comfortable.
接着来洗他们的脚，使他们比较舒服一点。
Now, we don't necessarily wash feet today in our culture.
当然，今天在我们的文化里面，我们是不洗脚的。
It's no longer necessary.
没有必要跟人洗脚。
But we still need to be serving one another in love, doing sacrificial acts of service.
但是我们仍然需要有自我牺牲的精神来彼此侍奉。
And this is essentially the job of the lowest servant within the church.
其实这就是在教会里面最低下的人看到最低下的工作。
It says in verse 10
在第十节里面,
that she has cared for the afflicted.
这里面说到久急遭难的人。
And generally in church,
一般来说在教会里面,
when somebody gets sick,
当有人生病的时候,
or when somebody has a brand new baby,
当有人得了小孩子的时候,
the women of the church gather together and see if they can help provide meals.
教会的姊妹们会在一起, 就是看看能不能够帮助一点。
Now,The providing of meals is good and important.
给他们提供食物是重要的。
But I think that this is a bit more broad than it.
但是这里面讲到的比只是提供食物要更广泛。
Someone who's sick and afflicted.
有人遭受困难的时候。
They may not be able to do the physical work of cleaning their house.
就像他们这个身体不好，他打扫房子就有困难。
In the fall, they may not be able to do the work of raking the leaves.
可能在夏天的时候，在秋天的时候，他没有办法清理叶子。
In the spring and summertime, they may not be able to do the work of mowing their lawn.
春夏的时候，可能剪草有困难。
And so there are almost unlimited amounts of applications of how we could help care for the afflicted people within our church.
就是说，在有生病或者其他的困难的时候。他的需要其实是很多很多的。
And then it says that she has devoted herself to every good work.
下面他竭力行各样的善事。
And this is more of a catch-all phrase for anything missed above.
这就是我刚才列的所有的这些之外任何好的事情。
And so in general, she has a life that's marked by godliness.
就是说这个寡妇。她有这样一个，就是说生活形态，被人认为是很敬虔的。
And so, if you were to walk into this woman's church,
如果你到这个妇人的家庭，教会里面
，and you just begin to ask various members,
如果你问会友
，and you say, "What do you think about Sister So and So?"
你看这个这位姊妹是怎么样
And they could give answers like, well, she's an extremely godly woman.
他会告诉你,她是一个非常敬虔的妇人。
She's known for being a woman of prayer and keeping a prayer list.
她是一个不住地祷告的妇人。
She's always helping and always serving.
她总是帮助人,不断地在帮助。
She's always helping out other people within the church.
她总是试图帮助其他的人。
You know, I remember that time when my wife was sick.
我记得那一次当我妻子生病的时候,
she came over and cleaned my house.
她到我们家中帮助清扫房子。
And it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to free up the time for my wife.
但是就说对我太太来说呢，实在是一个很好的时间，让她稍微轻松一点。
And so the people in the church recognize who these ladies are. And then in verses 11 through 15, it gives a woman's disqualification. And the disqualifications are youth and sin. First of all, it says, refuse to enroll younger widows. So if they are younger than 60, they do not have a right to receive remuneration from the church. And the reason, it says so in verse 11, is that their passions will draw them away from Christ and they desire to marry. This phrase for passions drawing them away. This is a sexual and a sensual desire. It's a desire to be loved. It's a desire to be secure. It's a desire to have a physical relationship with a man. And it says that they desire to marry. This doesn't necessarily mean that they do marry. And so they easily fall into physical immorality. And then it says in verse 12, that their condemnation comes from the sinful actions of trying to catch a man. And so a woman like this will go almost anywhere simply to find a man who loves her. And in doing so, Paul says that they have abandoned their former faith. Not only this, it says they learn to be lazy. Now, especially if their needs are being met by someone. If her needs are being met by her family. If her needs are being met by her church. Then it appears as if she has far too much leisure time. So in order to fulfill her need for relationships. This kind of woman goes from house to house speaking to the other women. And so she becomes a busybody. She becomes an expert at spreading gossip. She becomes an expert at getting involved with someone else's business that is not her own. And Paul is speaking of this in a very negative fashion. He says that such women say things that they should not. Women that follow down this path are eventually a cancer to this church. So the solution to this problem is in verse 14. It says, I would have younger widows to marry, to bear children, and to manage their household.
这边讲到就是说,年轻的寡妇呢,你就去嫁人,然后生儿养女,管理你自己的家务。
So the solution is fourfold.
这样的话呢,就是说这个解决方案是四重的。
First of all, encourage them to get remarried.
是请他们嫁人。
Second,
第二,
encourage the younger ones to have children.
让他们有孩子,生儿养女。
And for those ladies in here who have children, they know that children take a lot of time.
你们整天做父母的, 你们知道, 小,
Third,
第三,
encourage these younger widows to rule their households well.
就告诉他们,
and the means by which you encourage them to do this,
这个鼓励他们这样走的方法,
going back to Titus 2, you take one of these older women and you pair them up with this younger woman.
把这样的年轻的寡妇和教会里面其他的年老的, 年长的,
and thus you teach them how a godly woman ought to act.
让这个近前的, 老年的妇人来教导这些年轻的寡妇。
And in verse 15 it says that these have already strayed after Satan.
第十五节讲,
these solutions free the church from the insults of Satan and those who attack the church from the outside.
就这样的解决方案可以帮助教会免除这个外面的这个攻击。
And the problem, according to Paul, is not a theoretical problem, it's an actual problem.
按照保罗的说法，这些它是一个真实的问题。
These are things that are actually happening within the church.
这些是在教会里面真实发生的事情。
And so finally, in verse 16,
最后在第16节,
Paul ends by summarizing the hierarchy of responsibility. It says, if any believing widow woman who has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened, so it may care for those who are really widows.
信主的妇人若家中有寡妇自己就当救济他们不可累着教会好使教会能救济了无依无靠的真寡妇。
And the hierarchy is as follows.
这个层次是这样的。
First of all, the widow's family cares for her first.
就是这个寡妇的家庭来照顾她。
And as we've already stated, if you fail to care for your family, you're worse than an unbeliever.
如果你不照顾你的父母亲，你比那个不信还不如。
But if a widow fits the qualifications above,
如果说这个寡妇,
if she's above 60,
如果她是60岁以上,
and she's known for her godliness,
她知道是一个被人知道是一个敬虔的妇人,
then it is the responsibility of the church to care for her.
那么是教会的责任了。
Let me begin to ask some questions.
让我问你们一些问题。
First of all, with this issue of hospitality,
首先这个好客,
are we really a hospitable church?
我们教会是一个很好客的教会吗?
How often do families and individuals get together outside of church?
有多少时候我们教会里面的成员彼此之间在教会以外的场所?
Some people would say, well, we're simply too busy.
有人说我们太忙了,
we don't have time.
真的是没时间,
it takes a lot of work to get the house cleaned.
要花很多时间打扫房子,
takes a lot of work to get food prepared.
也花很多时间准备事物,
and besides that, you know, we're spending extra money on food that we don't need to spend.
而且在这之外,我们还需要花更多的钱来准备事物。
We spend our time and our money on what we value.
我们
and if we value hospitality, we will spend our time and our focus on hospitality. And this isn't simply speaking to the women in the room. This is speaking to the men as well. There may come a time when, as a man, you need to help your wife get ready.
可能有时候因为你需要帮助你的妻子把这个事情弄好。
You need to turn off the TV.
比方说关掉你电视,
to stop doing what you're working on.
不要停止你现在所做的,
put down your book.
把你的书放下来,
and help the wife clean the house for the hospitable activity.
帮助你妻子打扫卫生, 来好接待客人。
Not only that, as a man,
不当如此,
you need to be the one who's encouraging your wife to have these people over.
你应当是那个支持你的妻子来做一个好客的人,
and then helping her to fulfill this role.
帮助你的妻子成长成这样的人，这样的寡妇。
But what about some of these other issues?
那么其他的呢?
Are we known for being people of prayer?
我们是人知道我们是一个祷告的人吗?
Are we known for our good works?
我们是被人知道是一个行善的人吗?
Maybe you're sitting here today and you are one of these godly women. Then it is your responsibility to go up to some of these younger women. To spend time with them in their home. To possibly help them with some of the work. To teach them how to love their husband and their children. To teach them to care for their household. If we fail at this, then ultimately speaking, we are failing in a major part of our church. Because the ministry of hospitality, the gathering of the church together as believers within house to house, begins with a decision from a family to decide to break the current pattern that we have. To invite a different family over once a month, twice a month. And to spend your time investing in one or two other families to get to know them very well. And perhaps in the end, because of the relationships that we have, that we're meeting together more than simply twice a week, our church can begin to build a real community of believers. Not simply twice a week. But every single day of the week. Let's close in a word of prayer. And now, Father,
天父,
first of all, your commands concerning the care of the people in the church are clear. That as families, you have certain requirements of us in our care for other members of our family.
作为家庭,
and you have deemed this as so important. That you have stated that if we fail in this business,
你说,
that we are worse than unbelievers. Father, I pray that you would do a work in every woman's heart here and every man's heart here.
天父，我求你在每一个男人或每一个女人心中做工。
And that we would begin to be a church who's driven by prayer.
让我们的教会成为一个祷告的教会。
And driven by the need and the desire to see good works done.
是一个迫切的寻求行善，满足他人需要的教会。
That you would drive us as people to be hospitable. That we would begin to build relationships with one another outside of these four walls. That our church may be pure and precious. And we pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend.